Everyone, thank you once again for tuning in to another episode of the Tamara Tamu Show, where dreams have no filter. I want to thank you to my new subscribers on my YouTube channel. I appreciate you. Thank you again for sharing and liking, subscribing for those of you that are listening to wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you, because I know that there are millions of podcasts that you could be listening to right now. So if you are here, well, first of all, let me say this. This show is for you. If you have dreams that are expansive, this is for you. If you are ready to embrace that higher version of yourself that you see, that is seeking you, that will not leave you alone, that you can no longer ignore, this is for you. If you are tired of hearing yourself tell yourself that it is too late, no such thing. If that is you, you've come to the right place. If you've told yourself those self-limiting beliefs, you've come to the right place. This channel is for you. Okay, so let's get into it. So today I had, I should know by now not to be so precious about my schedule of episodes. I had something else scheduled that I wanted to talk about today, but I wanted to come through and say today to not first, let me back up. I know that there are a lot of things happening in the world. There's always things that are happening in the world. Okay. Many of them, and I'll just use myself for an example. There are things that have happened in the last 3 days that I wish I could unknow. I mean, seriously, I know that that sounds selfish. But there are just some things that I'm just like, I wish I would not know that. I would not have known that. With that being said, I want to tell you, do not let things that are happening, injustice, shitty things, terrible things that are happening to other people around you, to other countries. Do not let that stop you from embracing the life that you really want. You're not helping anyone by being less fulfilled. You're not helping the world by just settling for a certain existence when you know that there's more for you. You're not helping anyone. It's kind of like if you can remember, maybe for some of you, if you can remember, being a kid and you were told to, make sure that you eat all your food because there are people in other countries that are starving. Now, you not eating that last French fry or broccoli on your plate. You not eating that was not helping the child starving at that time. And it's not going to help that child now. The way that you can, and we all, if you were to survey, let's just say 100 people, if you were to go around and ask 100 people, do you want, is, are there things that you want to do with your life that would help other people, that would benefit the world? Do you want to leave the world better? Do you want to leave the world better? Do you want other people to say when you're gone, oh, yes, he or she made things around them better? They had a positive impact. 9 times out of 10, that person that you ask that question, they will say yes. I want to have a positive impact on the world. I want to do something that's meaningful. Yes. So you can start off by leaving the world better and doing something meaningful by making sure that you are fulfilled, by making sure that you are not living your life in regret. Making sure that you are not settling for something when you know that there is something better for you. And this is not about Listen, you can be grateful for your however your current life looks right now. You can be grateful and still desire more. Just because you desire more does not mean that you're not grateful for what you have in front of you right now. That is not what that means. That's not what the show is about. That's not what we're talking about. And side note, I think that belief, that mindset is one of the things too that gets in our way of embracing what we want. It's almost like, oh, well, you know, in if I embrace more, if I tell myself that I want more, then I'm somehow neglecting what I have in front of me. No. If anything, when you can be honest and say, yes, what I have right now is working, but I know that there's more. That knowing that there's more, having your sights set on what's more, can cause you to appreciate what is happening right now because you are making preparation. I mean, you're already in the mindset to receive more because you are grateful for what you have in front of you. And because you are grateful for what is more, you are grateful for the vision you can have. If you can be grateful for, you know, the higher vision that you have for your life, that's already a part of you because you're experiencing that gratefulness now. So it's only the next natural step for you to manifest what you see here. Okay. So I want to say that to you. Do not let your environment, and when I say environment, it could even be something that's just right outside of your house in your neighborhood. But the environment, when I say environment, it's all inclusive. I'm talking about, you know, what you see happening in the news, what you see happening in your neighborhood, what you see happening in the world. It can be overwhelming. And it can cause you to look and say, well, you know, what's the point? Am I doing enough? You know, how could I possibly, let's just use money. We understand money. How could I possibly desire more money when maybe the person living next door to me cannot buy groceries? Well, how you not embracing the fact that you can generate more wealth is not helping the person who can't buy groceries that lives across the street from you. That is not helping that person at all. I heard someone say, you know, how can you help poor people in the world, people that we would consider poor in money, that don't have enough money, is that you don't become one of them. So I had to say that because it can, like I said, to see what's happening in the world, yes. If you are human, if you have feelings, if you have emotions, if you have a heart, if you care about other people, yes, seeing what's happening in the news can be jarring. It can rattle you. It can bring tears to your eyes. But that does not mean that you stop and push all those desires to the side. Because you're not helping anyone when you do that. For us to be fulfilled, can you imagine? I can only imagine what this world would be like if everybody was fulfilled, if no one was carrying resentment, because a lot of resentment, and here's another side note, and this will be another episode, but a lot of people that are carrying resentment, they're saying that the resentment is toward somebody else when really it's toward themselves, because somewhere down the line, we allowed ourselves to settle. So that resentment that we have for ourselves, we project that onto other people when the resentment is towards ourselves. But that's where the resentment comes from. When you don't allow yourself to live that highest version of you. So take that. All right. Until the next episode. Thank you once again for my new subscribers to my YouTube channel. Thank you to those that are listening in on the podcast. I appreciate you. And until next time, cheers.